Candidates from major parties in Utah, along with state school board candidates, will face off in a primary election Tuesday. KUER's Terry Gilday has more.
Governor Gary Herbert is facing Republican challenger Jonathan Johnson in Tuesday's primary, and incumbent GOP Congressman Jason Chaffetz is up against BYU professor Chachi Tang over Utah's 3rd district seat. Democrats Misty Snow and Jonathan Swinton will challenge each other for the right to face Republican Senator Mike Lee in the general election. 20 Utah counties are using mail-in ballots for the primary, and those were sent out weeks ago. Sherry Swenson is the Salt Lake County clerk. She says if voters haven't sent in their ballots, they can drop them off at voting centers. Others will be able to vote in person.
The 24 vote centers throughout Salt Lake County will offer the electronic voting machines. And for anyone who may need the amenities of the electronic voting machine, for instance, if they have a visual impairment, they can vote independently and privately because it offers an audio ballot. For someone who may have misplaced their ballot, for someone who prefers to vote in person, or for any reason didn't get a ballot.
9 counties in the state opted not to use vote-by-mail balloting. Utah County is the largest of those. Only registered Republicans can vote for or against Republican candidates. Voters will also narrow down the candidates for this year's nonpartisan state school board positions. Most voting centers are scheduled to close at 8 p.m. Terry Gilday, KUER News.